From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you, David, and welcome in to Life Change Weekend. I'm delighted you're listening in to our program. Monday through Friday, we come to you with Life Change Today, our Bible study. And of course, on the weekends, we are delighted to bring in guests, some who have been saved recently, some who have written books, some who have a testimony to share, but all of them talking to us about the greatness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So thanks for looking in and being a part of this program today. My delight today is to have with us a very dear friend of mine, Mike Houlihan, Pastor Mike Houlihan. Mike was the Chief Operating Officer and Assistant Pastor of New Testament Baptist Church in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, when I was there. He has also been a Bible College professor. He was a trustee for 25 years at the Bible College, Davis College. He's a businessman who had an executive search firm and temporary help service. He was the president of the corporation. And Mike, I want to say to you, it's a joy to have you on with us today. Thanks for being on.
Well, thank you, Dr. Padrone. It's a pleasure to be talking to you here in the airwaves.
And where are you at the moment, Mike?
Right at the current time, we're members at Calvary Chapel here in Fort Lauderdale. It's a big church, 12,000 members, very effective ministry in South Florida. I've never been to a service here where someone has not come forward to be saved. We baptize several hundred people every quarter down here in South Florida. So it's a great church to be part of.
And you're on the you're an elder there at the church, is that right, Mike?
Oh, yeah, very, very busy. I'm teaching Bible studies, doing funerals, visiting hospital visitation, prison ministry. I've been on death row several times, bringing the gospel to inmates. So with a big church like that, there's plenty of activity here.
Yeah, it's a great church in South Florida. In South Florida, there's some wonderful churches, and this is certainly one of them. And Mike, I have some wonderful memories of you and I ministering together at New Testament Baptist Church and the blessings of those days. Now, one of the joys of talking with you, Mike, that I have always experienced is thinking back to when you became a born-again Christian. And in just a moment, I'm going to start talking to Mike about that experience. I do want to remind you today that our gift offer is Words That Change History. My son Jonathan and I wrote this book together, and a father and son will take a look on a journey of words that can affect lives. In this book, you will find fresh perspectives on some of the most familiar stories of the Bible, like the creation, the prodigal son, the second coming, and Judgment Day. You can get this book by simply going to dinopadroneministries.org, that's dinopadroneministries.org, or go to Amazon, and you can purchase the book, simply Words That Change History. Well, Mike, talking about changing history, your life was changed in a very unique way. How did you become a born-again Christian?
Well, I was raised in a religious family. We regularly went to church, but I never heard the gospel. And frankly, the Bible really was never relevant to me. The church didn't preach the Bible. And I didn't believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. Jesus, for me, was just a great teacher. Well, I owned an executive search firm for almost 30 years. And an executive search firm, you interview executives for clients who have openings in their corporation. And I had a man come into my office. Actually, I had several men come to me and witness about Jesus and the New Testament gospel. But his explanation was absolutely shocking to me because I'd never heard the gospel. And essentially what he said to me was that all men are sinners and that all men need a savior. And that salvation was basically predicated on our faith in Jesus Christ alone to save us from our sins, to pay the penalty for our sins. And so when I heard that, I was completely shocked and amazed. It was great news. But for me, it was news that really wasn't effective because I didn't actually believe the gospel or that Christ had risen from the dead or that the Bible was really relevant. So though he said to me, the best thing to do would be to start reading the Bible. And of course, for me, I had never read it. Out of intellectual honesty, I thought maybe at some point I should sit down and do that. And eventually I did. And fortunately, he told me to start with the Gospel of John. Otherwise, I would have started with Genesis. Who starts reading a book in the middle, right? So anyway, I started reading the Gospels and was amazed that Jesus believed the Bible. Christ quoted the Bible literally. He believed there was a Jonah. He believed there was a Noah. He believed there was a heaven. And he believed there was a hell. He worked signs and wonders. Lazarus raised from the dead, multiplied loaves and fishes, walked on water, the lame walked, the blind see. But at the end of his life, as he's about to be crucified, all of his disciples denied him at the cross. And so as I read that, of course, the shadow of doubt flashed across my mind. Why are they denying Jesus? And so for me, the search pretty much ended when I realized that not just Peter, who denied him, the Bible says three times, but all of his disciples denied him as he went to the cross. So pretty much I stopped my seeking. And sometime later, because I was interested in psychology, I found myself in the local public library, and I was looking for a book on psychology. And it all psychology in a library is all down with the double zeros, which is religion, philosophy, and psychology. And I was looking for a psychology book, and I came across right where my book was supposed to be by the Dewey Decimal System, a book on the lives of the apostles. Interesting. These were the very men I had been reading about. So I pulled the book off the shelf, opened it up, right to the Apostle Peter. And this is what I saw. During the persecutions of Nero, 65, 67 AD, they got a hold of the Apostle Peter, the guy who at the cross denied Jesus three times. And they said, Peter, if you'll not worship Caesar, we're going to crucify you. And the history book records that Peter responds, I'm not worthy to die the way he died. Crucify me upside down. And they did. But standing in the library, I realized a man doesn't give his life for a lie. At the cross, Jesus was not his savior. He didn't understand and he denied Christ. Something happened after that crucifixion, after the death of Jesus, that changed Peter's mind to the place where he gives his life for Jesus, saying he saw him risen from the dead and ascended into heaven. So for me, that day in the library, Christ was real, and the scriptures were real, and he became my savior. And the next Sunday morning, my wife and I, we were in church.
Mike, that's an incredible story. I've heard it a number of times. But every time I hear it, I kind of get a chill and a tear in my eye with how there's a book in the library out of place on exactly what you need. And it really does tell us how God works in our life, doesn't it?
Well, it's really true that God is sovereign. There is no word in either the New or Old Testament for coincidence or accident. God is sovereign. He's numbered the very hairs of our head. There's not a sparrow that falls in the woods that he doesn't know about. And frankly, everyone listening to this broadcast today is a divine appointment. And they should realize they're hearing the crux of Christianity. The crux of our faith as Christians is the resurrection of Jesus. He's risen from the dead. He's ascended into heaven. He's established a new covenant, a covenant that's eternally gracious. Wonderful good news.
Yeah, it's the best of news, Mike. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron talking to you. Our special guest on is Mike Houlihan, who is an elder at Calvary Chapel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, one of the largest churches in Fort Lauderdale. He's very active in the church there. He and I have done ministry together for many years when we were at New Testament Baptist Church and on the Board of Trustees of Davis College. And I'm just so glad that he's on. I do remind you today, if you'd like to get a copy of Words That Change History, a father and son will take you on a journey of words that can affect lives. In this book, you will read fresh perspectives on some of the most familiar stories of the Bible, like the creation, the story about the prodigal, the second coming, and Judgment Day. Each of these narratives are interpreted with one word that can alter the understanding of the text and lead us to a wonderful relationship with Jesus Christ. The book is available to you. You can simply go to our webpage at dinapadronministries.org and order it there, or you can go to Amazon and order it there, Words That Changed History. Well, Mike, that was quite an experience going to the library. I remember the first time I heard you tell that story. And I've heard a lot of testimonials about how people came to Christ. And I thought to myself, that's one of the most powerful stories I've ever heard about salvation. How did it change your life, Mike?
Well, it changed my life immediately. Once you acknowledge the fact that you need a Savior, and Jesus told his disciples, they after he had said to them, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven. The disciples said to Jesus, who can be saved? And Christ responds, and I pray every listener hears this. Jesus responds to his disciples, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And Jesus is saying to his disciples, you cannot save yourself. You need a Savior. You need a new covenant. And when we recognize that we absolutely cannot save ourselves, we must trust Christ alone to save us. The Holy Spirit comes into our lives and we're born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, "A man, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven." Well, that day in the library changed it for me, and my wife and I have been busy with church and with ministry all of our lives. And in just a few weeks, I'll be team teaching 100 pastors and their wives in India by Zoom. Our church has got set up for a premarital counseling course for pastors in India. And it's just a thrilling and exciting life, being led by the Holy Spirit and serving the Lord Jesus.
You know, Mike, as we are chit-chatting today about this testimony, there's, you know, this broadcast goes into the Northeast, as you know. There's a lot of friends and relatives you have up in that area. It goes now online into many parts of the English-speaking world that will be listening to this throughout this week. And also, it's on a network throughout East Africa. But I envision in my mind somebody going off into the bush, hearing this and coming to Christ. I envision somebody driving perhaps to work or on a trip with their family coming to Christ. Being born again really is an important thing, isn't it? And the way that you explained it, it's dependent upon the gospel, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's absolutely Christ alone. who delivers us by the free gift of salvation. It's important to realize that there is no other way. There's only one way to heaven and to his eternal kingdom, and that's by faith in the sacrifice, his sacrifice on Calvary's cross. So very important to realize you cannot save yourself. That's the words of the Savior. And realize that the scripture, Jesus believed the Bible literally. He quoted the Bible literally. And so I think it's very important for Christians to respect the Word of God and to be in a good Bible teaching fellowship and to be involved with what the fellowship is doing. Recognize that we're ambassadors of Christ. We're aliens. Our home is in heaven. And we're here just for a short while. Christ will come again, and he will take his church to be with him.
Yeah, amen. You're listening into Life Changed Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you, and this is our guest, Mike Houlihan, a dear friend of mine. This is a wonderful testimony. We're going to talk to Mike in just a minute about the call to ministry he has had. And I do want to remind you again about the book that is available to you, Words That Changed History. It is right at 200 pages, I should say, of words that talk about the words that changed history. The narratives of the Bible started conversation thousands of years ago. And this book is an invitation to reconsider these words. You can get it by simply going to our webpage at dinobadroministries.org. It is published by Thomas Nelson and Zondervan through Westbow Press. You can get it by going to Amazon as well and simply asking for the book, Words That Changed History, written by my son Jonathan and I. I trust it will be a blessing and a real encouragement to you. Well, Mike, you didn't stop with a born-again experience and just salvation, but you've moved on. And how did the Lord call you into ministry, Mike?
Well, it was really interesting. We were serving at our church there and busy, and a local pastor that I was friends with called me up one day and asked me whether or not I would be interested in joining his staff as an evangelist, and I'd be bivocational. I would continue to run my business and be on staff. And so Nancy and I prayed about that invitation, and we candidated at that church, and by the grace of God, they invited us to be part of their ministry. So my call was actually a call. The phone rang, and the call came, and God put the whole thing together for us.
Yeah, and that's amazing. And then I remember calling you and inviting you to Florida, which was a big move for you, wasn't it?
That was a big move, a big decision. We were leaving family and friends and leaving my business, but I was encouraged to do that. I was familiar with you and the ministry that you had in Pennsylvania, and I knew that the work that you were going to do in Miami was a big challenge and a big opportunity. So I was pleased and privileged to serve. Almost 15 years we were together there, and that church through you was built from practically nothing to a big, vital ministry there in Miami and in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, you know, when I think back, Mike, to the many people that came to Christ and were baptized in that ministry, and you and I were a part of that. We had a number of other pastors on that team. When we look back on that and how God led you to him there in that library, led me to Christ through my mother's testimony when I was a child, and God brought us to see literally hundreds and thousands of people come to Christ, that is one of the most satisfying, fulfilling things you and I could have ever had in our life, to see that kind of a thing taking place. Mike, we have about 5 minutes to go here, and we're done with the program. So I want you to give some advice today, if you would, to a non-Christian or a Christian that's listening in. What is some advice you would give?
If you're a non-Christian and you're listening to this broadcast, you should realize what we've just said earlier. You're a sinner and you need a Savior. And Jesus of Nazareth has risen from the dead. And salvation is with your heart recognizing that Christ is the Son of God. and that he truly has risen from the dead, and realize he believed the Bible. He quoted the Bible literally, and he did not equivocate. He quoted it and believed it, and he taught it to his disciples. If you're a Christian today and you're listening to these words, my encouragement to you, the reality of our faith in the resurrection, which is the key, Paul says, without the resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15, our faith is vain and worthless. Our faith rests not just on the Word of God, but it rests on secular history. Those early apostles who denied Christ at the cross, something happened after the death of Jesus that changed their minds. They gave their lives testifying that they had seen him risen from the dead and ascended into heaven, and they were miracle workers to demonstrate the reality of their testimony. And so our faith does rest in the scriptures, but today many people refuse to believe the relevance of the Bible the way I did before I knew Christ. Our faith rests also on the lives of those early apostles, and our faith rests on their confession and profession of faith. They gave their lives for the reality of the resurrected Christ. So Christian, there's a place prepared for you, the likes of which the eye of man has not seen, nor has his mind conceived. Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. He will come again. He will take us to be with him. His kingdom will come. So have your faith established in the Word of God and be in a good, vital church that's preaching the Word of God.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I think of the words of Richard Schultz, who said, "Scripture possesses a unique spiritual value and capacity to change lives." And we have heard that today. There in a library, a man picking up a book out of place, and his life was changed. And it was Augustine who wrote, "He who loves the coming of the Lord is not he who affirms that it is far off, nor is it he who says it is near, but rather he who, whether it be far off or near, awaits it with sincere faith, steadfast hope, and fervent love." And today we've heard such a testimony from Mike Houlihan, telling us about what the Lord has done in his life and how God has changed him through the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And again, Mike, I want to thank you for being on with us today. It's a joy having you on again, sir, and what a blessing it is to hear this testimony. It's one of those testimonies I really enjoy hearing over and over again, because of the sovereign work of God in your heart and life. Now, don't forget to stay tuned to us Monday through Friday to our Bible studies, Life Change Daily, Life Change Today. Monday through Fridays, we study the Word of God, and every Saturday morning, we have this time together with those who have had an experience or written a book or come to Christ, and their life is different and become changed. So thank you so much for being a part of this program. And again, we're glad this program now goes out to many parts of the known world, and we're thankful for those who pray for us on a regular basis. Many of you have written in, and it's great to hear from you. And don't forget the book, Words That Changed History, by my son and I. You can get it at our Amazon or at www.davisny.edu, or you can simply go to as well our webpage at dinapadroministries.org. Words That Change History. Have a blessed day, have a wonderful weekend, and thank you, Mike Houlihan, for this wonderful time together.
Well, thank you, Dr. Padrone.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padrone Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.